phone with somebody. I'm like, why am I even asking her? She's not even like on Paul status or Moses status or Enoch status. Why would I ask somebody to pray for me a miracle who ain't even in miracle territory? Who don't even believe in miracle territory? If somebody told them, well, we can't do it until December 31st, they gonna believe that foolishness. I need somebody who walks by faith. Somebody who's had cancer and was told you about to die and they said the devil is a lie. That's who I need to be praying with. Somebody who believes. I need to be praying with nobody who just come to church and they good in regular standings. What does that mean biblically? Statistics provide tools that you need in order to react intelligently. I don't know why they like stats. Wow. To information you hear or read. If you have lack, cut the TV off. I heard a guy on the day. He was waxing deep about how you could be financially blessed and how he's got an anointing for financial blessings. And God is, this is your season to be blessed. And in order for you to be blessed, write this address down and drop a check for $1,000. I got to do all that. like I just can't get blessed. I got to send you $1,000 to get blessed. Is that the requirements? Can you share with me what page that's on? I just want to know what page that's on. Right. Because the other stuff, I felt you. With the dial, I like see you a whole dial, like I don't have it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Right. Somebody called me the other day and was like, E.T., God's got something for me. I'm doing something big. You need to stop right now and send me $4,000 and you're going to be blessed. I was like, well, I kind of need my $4,000 for the book I'm getting. No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're going to be a millionaire, but I'm going to be a billionaire. Oh, that changes things. What was I thinking? I had to go back to this and see what the word says. And the word says, if a man don't take care of his household, he's worse than an infidel. And God said, you got some people in your household. Some people who are in your ministry that you haven't given $4,000 to yet. Wow. Don't go for it. Because it sounds good when my man say, but I'm going to be a billionaire. You just going to be a millionaire. But if you sow a seed into me, I'm going to hook you up. I'm like, whoa, that sounds good. Let me go to the word. And God said, if a man don't take care, listen to me very closely. If you can go spend $4,000 on a couch, but you can't put $4,000 in the ministry. I'm not even talking about this ministry. I'm not asking you to pour into this ministry. I once was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous begging. You've never heard me as a pastor begging nobody for no money. Matter of fact, people have to get on me. You forgot to do tithes and offerings. Oh, let me do that because there's a blessing in that. You've never seen me beg. Whatever we need, God can give it to us. He don't need people to put their house up for sale so we can get what we're supposed to get. And whatever God needs you to do, he can whisper it to you in your prayer time. I'm hoping you're praying. I'm hoping you are having devotion time with God. He can whisper to you, you need to get a church $62. And I hope when he says it, you do it. Amen, but I'm not going to be telling people, amen, I'm not going to be telling people, in order for you to get your blessing, you need to sow into this ministry $1,000. Statistics provide tools that you need in order to react intelligently to information you hear or read, and people will tell you some crazy stuff. Girl, your pastor, or girl, your elder, or girl, I can't believe them. You better be careful with the information you take in. Listen to me, if somebody tell you something about me, I ain't even tripping on my reputation. But you better have a way to find out if stuff is true or not before you react to it. Because how you react to stuff is going to determine if you have lack or don't have lack in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody called me, oh, you ain't going to believe what Carl said about you. Well, I didn't hear him say it, so I'm going to pray for him and his family. I ain't got nothing to do with what you telling me. Because I don't know the source. And what your motives were for why you said what you said. you got to go to the Word. In this sense, statistics is one of the most important subject matters you'll ever read or you'll ever study.